When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 on this Yankee Day, BT. Less than an hour from now, we'll go live to Yankee Stadium. Susan Waldman will anchor the coverage. Max Fried will be introduced as a member of the New York Yankees.
I'm excited. And the last time they had this kind of a press conference, it was Carlos Rodon. We actually got Carlos on the show, and hopefully we'll get the same thing with Max. Either way, Susan's going to be great. You know how awesome she is with us, and we'll chat with her, and she'll set the scene. I got to read this to you. All right, so if you follow the show, you've probably followed Sal's plight with the Christmas tree and all the stuff that we talk about, right? I just got an itinerary for my wife. Okay, now look at how long this is.
Oh my God! Looks like it's on nice Christmas.
It's beautiful.
Paper and
you
all.
See that? Yeah, she made it up really nice.
Is it a menu on there?
Well, the
it?
Menu's on there. Okay, you know, like I actually made the Christmas Eve menu.
Okay.
On here, it just says Feast of the Seven Fishes, not the whole menu. She'll actually make that for the plates, and it will have the whole menu. But this is the itinerary. All right, listen.
For Christmas Eve?
No, December 23rd. Because I got family coming in from Dallas.
Oh, okay.
All right. So,
you got family coming in for Dallas?
Yeah. No, listen to this. You ready? Yeah. December 23rd, bagel breakfast. Now we even have breakfast on the itinerary. No, I'm just starting. 10:30, ferry to 42nd Street. From 11 to 12, walk around Winter Village at Bryant Park. 12:30, ice skating at Bryant Park. 2 p.m., walk up to the Fifth Avenue Shops. 3 p.m., Irish pub lunch, 4 p.m., Rockefeller Center Pictures, 5 p.m., Santa at Macy's 34th Street. If you've ever done this, this is all day, right? So this is the itinerary for the 23rd. So I won't even get into the 24th and the 25th, which is going to be amazing, but that is a very busy day, and I need to know how you would handle that.
Well, my friend, doesn't matter how I would handle that. The question is, how would you handle that?
You want me to tell you? I'm not going. I'm not going.
Are you serious?
I'm not going. I'm not going because I'm trying to pull a Grinch like you. I'm not going because she knows, and thank God I have this.
You can't handle that.
There's no way I can handle that. We went to...
And nobody sane should be able to handle that. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I said, Jen, I go to the city every day. I sit in traffic every single day. Going, I battle traffic. Coming home every single day. I battle traffic 2 hours to get to St. John's last night. An hour and a half coming back home. I go to St. John's all the time. I'm always on the road. Games, coaching, this, that. I'm not doing anything on the 23rd. Now thankfully, she understands. This, if I had a wife that was about to make me do this, I would be divorced.
Right.
There is no way that I would succumb. Now, it sounds fun.
You lost me a bagel breakfast. I'm out.
Come on. That's the best part. Yeah, that's the only part I'm going to partake in. That I have to leave for it. Hell, I don't even know if I have to go and get the bagels, which I will.
Now, so you are free on the 23rd?
Completely free. And we've got a little deal.
Oh, okay.
We got a little deal. Daddy is going to maybe help out some of the elves with some rapping.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And Daddy will also pour a little scotch in the middle of the day with some music as he's doing the rapping. But I actually enjoy doing the rapping. Like, to me, I find that incredibly therapeutic. I think I've told you that before.
Yeah.
I love going in the man cave and, laying things out that we have to lay out, putting on some music or a game, having a drink, not going nuts, and just rapping. I love to rap.
Now, I don't know. You weren't there. You had left for the day. But Big Hurls came back in my office, and we were talking about something earlier in the week, and he was saying that Boomer and Gio are going to be working that Monday the 23rd.
Oh,
and,
okay. Good for
them. And everybody on the afternoon show except for Evan.
Good for them.
Maybe if you're free now, maybe you come in and do the show.
I'll tell you what. If it meant doing all the things on this list or doing the show, I'd do the show.
Yeah, no, me too.
I just can't. I told you as I get older, I like people less. I'm very giving of my time.
Dude.
I think I'm a good dude. I can't stand being in crowds like this. It is mayhem.
That sounds like on paper, like in theory. I know for us, we know the reality of it. But in theory, it sounds like, oh, this is
what
such
a wonderful experience.
Yeah, in reality, that itinerary is a freaking nightmare. Not to mention the day before Christmas
it's a death
Eve.
Sentence.
Like, they don't know what they're... I'm assuming Jen knows what she's getting
into. Well, she knows. But again, she's from Dallas. Macy's she doesn't know like I know because I'm from here. Like, there was... When the kids were babies, I remember sitting in our condo. This is years ago. And we'll get back to these calls in a minute. And I'm watching football. I basically have my hands in my sweatpants like Al Bundy. I'm going anywhere. Mm. I just devoured a meatball parm. I'm set. And she goes, all right, let's go. We're going to go see Santa. And they were so little, and her parents were, and I'm like, all right. I'm thinking we're going to, like, the Willowbrook Mall or something. She's like, oh, no, we're going to go to Macy's 34. Oh. I went, what? I go, do you have a reservation? No. We'll go. I was in line for 4.5 hours. There's no way I'm doing this again. Now, I did it. I paid my price. I think I love the holidays. I embrace it. I'd rather get the electric chair than go through that stuff. That stuff is impossible to get through.
On the Yankees. We agree on that. BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Remember, coming up at 12 o'clock, we'll go live to Yankee Stadium. Susan Wolman will anchor the coverage. Max Fried going to be introduced as a member of the New York Yankees. George is in the Bronx. What's up, George?
Hey, Georgie.
Hey, what's up, guys? Have a Merry Christmas. I don't envy you at all. Lucky I'm single. That's all I'm saying. I just want to tell you a point and then something I just read for you guys. So Bregman, it'd be great if we get him. I'm worried about the years because, in all honesty, I envision Tucker Judge for the next 5 years. Brings me to ask you, do you think he's renting in Chicago, going to buy in Westchester? And then something crossed my line where it says, Yankees build super pen, still interested in Tanner Scott.
There's no
so
way
I'll
they're going to get Tanner
Scott. Let you guys discuss that, and I will hang up. Thank
Listen,
you
Georgie,
have a great
thanks
holiday.
For the call. I mean, Tanner Scott was on the radar before they made the move for Devin Williams. I'm not going to say no to Tanner Scott. I mean, that is basically a five inning game at this point when you throw Loaisiga in the sixth, Weaver, Tanner Scott, and Devin Williams. But they need sticks. The Yankees' offense is too incomplete. I don't need Tanner Scott. You got to get some offense.
No, I'd rather go into the year. Their bullpen is loaded as it is on paper going in, and those things figure themselves out during the course of the year. Brian Cashman will find an arm. Nobody was talking about Luke Weaver being an impact arm going into last season, yet he turned out he was the impact arm down the stretch for him and saved their season to a certain extent down the stretch in September, and obviously in the postseason was terrific. So I wouldn't look to just load up, certainly not with Tanner Scott going into the year this year, where their money is going to be restricted. They've been on the record saying that. They've already spent what they would have spent on Soto, on Bellinger and Fried, and they still need at the very least one more big bat, and in my mind, two. So I would not be looking to go after Tanner Scott at all. I want a first baseman and a third baseman.
We're on the same page. I got to tell you, and we'll find out within the next month or two, I'm not convinced that Howe's going to stop short of that luxury tax. He might blow by it this year. He honestly might go 2009.
Well,
he might nuke it.
Then that would be all in. Which makes it even more annoying because then really it should have been Soto plus the other guys. And it was always, I don't know about Soto because of the money. And if it's just him and maybe one other move, it's not going to be enough. But if you're going to go nuts, then it would have been even more appealing to me to have Soto back. But forget that. That's over. Now, if you are going to go all in, they need a first baseman and a third baseman. Larry is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's up, guys? BT, like you, I always wanted Soto back, but I was very curious about Plan B. I was very intrigued by Plan B. We had a lot of holes on this team that we needed to fill after that World Series, and I like the direction. I want to leave the outfield, let those three, Bellinger, Judge, Dominguez. Now, I don't think he's getting both, first base and third base. I don't think you're going to – I know Cash said we're not done. I don't think it's going to be Bregman and Walker. Would you be okay with – would you be happy with the second-tier first baseman, Santana – maybe Nathaniel Lowe, who I like, lefty, power, good fielder.
Yep.
And say Arenado, Bregman the other.
No.
BT, I want your thoughts on that. Sal, you're a Yankee hater.
No, Larry, listen, let me say, Larry, you are.
Whatever. Thanks for the call, Larry. We appreciate it, man. I don't want a B-minus first baseman. I understand that Santana's, you know, he can play a little bit. He can hit. There's other options off the discount rack. But if Bregman was like 25 and Bregman was a superstar rather than just a good all-around ball player, I can maybe justify going light at first and going heavy with Bregman at third. Bregman's good. He's not amazing. So I need amazing at first base. And to me, Christian Walker is about as amazing as it gets.
All right. You can't,
at first.
You can't go cheap now. Go get the best option out there. And even with that, and Larry, this is for you specifically. Even if you get Walker and you added Bellinger, it's still not as good as it was with Soto. So call me a hater all you want. The reality is the Yankees weren't in a World Series until they got Juan Soto since 2009. They lost the best player. Doesn't mean they can't build a better team, BT. We keep talking about that. I think their starting pitching was good enough. I don't think they needed to go out there and spend $218 million on Max Fried. He would have been the one that I would have spent on if I were looking to get a pitcher. Like, I would not have given that money to Corbin Burns.
Yeah, you said that earlier.
Yeah, Fried would have been the one guy. I do have question marks about him in New York. I have questions about Gerrit Cole and his health and his age. Still about Rodon. So there are still question marks. What is Clark Schmidt going to be? Luis Hill? But obviously going in on paper, you like where the Yankees' rotation is. You love where their bullpen is. They need more sticks. I mean, they need a... Bellinger is not a fraction of the player that Juan Soto is offensively. The idea would be to get Bellinger in center who fits the outfield better than some of his offense coupled with Walker's offense. So now, all right, you lose some from Soto to Bellinger, but you add a lot from Walker to Rizzo.
Yep, yep.
And then even more so if you could get a third baseman. That's how you... That's the ideal plan. I mean, that's what you want to be doing if you're the Yankees, although I do agree with the caller, BT, that's probably going to be one versus the other.
I got a question for you about Soto. So you look at Soto, and listen, he's going to be amazing as a hitter in Queens, there's no doubt. But I do think it's interesting, you know, last year, and he is a full foul pole to foul pole hitter, so it's not just the short porch in right field by far. It's certainly not that. Judge's presence behind him, I think, had a lot to do with maybe him hitting some career highs in a multitude of categories. Most runs he's ever scored, tied for the most ribbies he's ever had, most home runs he's ever had in a season, highest WAR he's ever had in a season. Are you convinced, or give me the percentage of confidence you have that Soto puts up numbers very, very similar to what he put up a year ago without Judge behind him.
I think there is, like, I would be planning for a little downtick in the actual numbers for Soto. You know, it's not Yankee Stadium, although it doesn't matter what stadium he hits in, but hitting in front of Judge in that ballpark is different. So I'm curious to see how, you know, it plays in the Mets lineup. We don't even know who's behind him in the Mets lineup. I also think Soto's one of those guys who is always going to have something to prove. And he's going to see the criticism about him and, oh, he's not Judge and how could you leave the Yankees and blah, 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 blah. I would not bet against Juan Soto. I think he's going to have a typical monster year. And by the way, maybe he has a better year instead of hitting 275 or 280. Maybe he hits 290, but the power comes down a little bit. I wouldn't worry about his production, though, because he's as sure a bet as you could possibly make, although obviously you would think that it's not going to be as good without Judge hitting behind
him. It's a fair read. It's a fair read.
And the Mets need more, like... They
Mets got a lot to do here. Yeah, we're talking about the Yankees today. Mets better wake up. No, I know they're plotting some stuff. Get some players. Get a pitcher. Let's go.
It's a Yankee day. We'll get to the Mets aspect. You know, they got to start making some moves here, but it can't just be Juan Soto and then nothing else. Obviously, they need some protection there. And for me, it would be either Pete or Vlad Guerrero. Chris is calling from Bellevue, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? You're talking about the 23rd. You acknowledge what holiday it is on the 23rd.
The 23rd is what? What am I missing here?
It's I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan, but it's Festivus for the rest of the
week. It's a little overrated, Seinfeld, as I've said many times. It's a good show.
Oh, come on,
it's
BT.
Good show.
Will you stop
it? It's a good show.
God.
It's good.
Beats of strength. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, BT, let me know if you agree with me. I get the feeling over this last week, hearing from Mets fans that I know and seeing things posted on social media and even some of the things that Salas has said, you get the impression that the average Mets fan really wants the pain of you losing Juan Soto to resonate longer and more than it really has for the Yankee fan. Where I feel like the average Yankee fan, I'm not talking about like the obnoxious Chaz Palminteri kind of attitude.
Yeah. Well, hey, come on, Chaz. Hey, easy with our boy Chaz. They keep it moving,
you know,
but easy.
I mean, but, like the average Yankee fan was upset, like myself, but kind of quickly got over it within 24 hours, even quicker than I thought I would actually get over it because we moved on to what are they going to do next? And I feel like, you know, Christmas morning, the Mets, they're going to wake up with the biggest toy under their tree, but it's going to be the only toy while the Yankee fans are talking about
this is what I don't understand. Let's just deal in the now, Chris, okay? Can we deal in the now instead of what's going to happen? Because you can't come on and say the Yankees are going to get everybody still and the Mets aren't going to get anybody. It's December 18th. Like, the Mets are going to build a team. They've said they better, but they're going to build a team. So let's not judge them and say, well, they've only gotten one thing and the Yankees are going to get everybody. So let's go off of what is. The Mets added Juan Soto. The Yankees to their lineup added Cody Bellinger. Which one do you think is the better player?
Oh, well, again, Sal, I don't
it's
think
a
the
simple,
I don't think the Yankees
Chris, are it's a simple answer. Which player is better, Juan Soto or Cody Bellinger?
Juan Soto's
Thank
a better...
Thank you. Now get back to me when the Yankees get Walker and Bregman. That's all I'm saying. Now, BT, I'm with you. I anticipate they're going to get at least Walker. They better, but they don't right now. So to say the Yankees are better right now is foolish. Their lineup is not. They've got holes all over the place. They lost Juan Soto and replaced him, theoretically, with Bellinger, who's not as good. You know what his OPS is here? You want to go over all the numbers with Cody Bellinger? A guy who's been inconsistent his whole career?
I know the numbers.
Yeah, okay, so we don't need to do that. There's no comparison. Does he fit better in center? Does he do more things than Soto?
Yes,
but they need more. Stop saying that, well, the Yankees are going to get more, but the Mets aren't. Like, well, let's see it play out
there. Yeah, no, I understand, but I think what he was really saying was that I think the Yankee fans turned the page. And this is, even if it's, by the way, I do think maybe some people are putting up a front, like, you know, trying to pretend that they're over Soto when they're not. I'm fine, man. I don't know what to tell people. I'm good. Now, I wanted Juan Soto to stay. He's gone. I'm not going to cry over this. I mean, now I would
But the question is, are they better now?
And you know my answer. My answer is yes.
Right now, you think they're better. Right now.
I think they've got this first or second best rotation in baseball. I think they've got the first or second best bullpen in baseball. They've got the best player in baseball. Now, also, part of my answer is based on the strong thought they're doing more. But I think defensively they're going to be better. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I do think the Yankees will absolutely be a better team, even though they lose Juan Soto. But here's the bottom line, guys. You know, this has been, and I was thinking about this, and I think his point kind of hits to this as well. Like, this has been the most emotional offseason when you incorporate both the Yankees and the Mets. The Mets fans lusting after Soto, understandably. Yankee fans wanting to hold on to him, then losing him to the Mets. And now, you know, pivoting emotionally and from a baseball roster perspective. Like, I think it's okay to say that the range of emotions has probably hit everything.
Yeah.
From inconsolable for some when they lost Soto to the recognition, this Yankees team's going to be good always.
And for some reason, fans have a hard time separating the two. I could trust you. I couldn't give a crap less about the Yankees or the Mets, like in reality. Oh, you're a Yankee hater. No, I'm looking at it from a pure baseball standpoint. If it were my money, I'd rather spend $50 million on Soto than I would Fried and Bellinger. And that's basically the trade that the Yankees made. BT and Sal back on the Fan. BT, check this thing out. We got the Pop-Tarts Bowl trophy here with us in studio. They brought it in, and this is the actual one. There's a trophy keeper here that's going to be in this bowl game. I'm actually going to get into the playoffs in college football.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see the schedule here, what's going on, but I like the, you know, there's always a tournament format. It's fun, but this is the pop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pop-Tarts Bowl postseason matchup between 18-ranked Iowa State and 13-ranked Miami. So you get Cam Ward to look for there. That should be interesting. That's coming up on December 28th in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. And this year, they've taken last year's fan-favorite trophy to the next level by partnering with GE to create the very first functional football-shaped toaster trophy. It's right here in front of us. If you're watching on Twitch, you might be able to see it. I'm going to take pictures with it and all that stuff later. Where are the Pop-Tarts? You got to get them in
here.
It's
on the other side there. You can't see because it's obscured, or they're obscured by the trophy. That thing is awesome. I'm going to rip into those Pop-Tarts soon. I love Pop-Tarts.
I love Pop-Tarts. Are they strawberry? How about that? An actual toasting, a Pop-Tart toasting trophy. I mean, that's pretty good. They get creative with these trophies. I don't know if there's one that's better than this one, though.
Although, I got to tell you, the handler, forgetting the gentleman's name, they were in here before. They walked in while we were doing the segment. And where's the white gloves, dude? I mean, your Stanley Cup here. I mean, come on. Show a little class. Let's go.
He was wiping it down, I thought, before. And then you went over and put your meat hooks on it.
I did by accident.
He cleans it up and you go touching it.
I did apologize. It was just very absent-minded because I wanted to really see it. Really maybe the most unique trophy that I've ever seen. That's a bigger than regular size football. And where the laces would be, there's two slots like a real toaster. It's sick. This is a sick trophy.
I used to have my Pop-Tarts untoasted.
Me too.
Yeah, I would just take them right out of the bag take them to school, whatever. But toasted, when you do have
them, they melt a little bit.
Yeah, a little crisp on there.
What's your favorite ones? I like the strawberry and the maple brown.
Graham cracker brown, maybe. There was one, I think.
Okay. Blueberry's an old school one. Yeah, it's been around for a while. It's an OG.
I haven't had Pop-Tarts in a while, man.
Dude, I have them all the time here.
Get the white gloves now.
Nice. I have them all the time here. They're in the vending machine.
Really?
Probably 5 years old, but
get them out, pop them in.
Well, I don't have to. We're free. Give it a box.
And then we could say we watched this game and see the trophy being presented afterward, and we could, we made some Pop-Tarts with it.
And the Giants might be Giants fans, you're going to watch this game. You might be watching your future quarterback in Cam Ward, as Sal brought up before. He's playing.
All right, looking forward to that. Nice. Obviously, coming up this weekend. Next weekend. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Bill is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
Billy.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
I will say, Homedale, PNC Park, Bank Arena, the Magic of Light. You see Santa Claus within like 20 minutes. Perfect.
Wait, where is that now? Is that where you drive through? Because there's something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I did that.
You drive through, and then there's a little part like where you go see Santa and his cookies and write letters. Perfect.
Yeah, we did that. We were in the car we did that a couple of years ago. And it's actually really cool. It was warm enough where I had the sunroof open and the kids, we're obviously going 2 miles an hour. Where they kind of jumped out. Not jumped out. That sounds ridiculous. But we're leaning out of the sunroof and just seeing all the pictures. I forget that it was somewhere near the PNC Art Center. And maybe it was the PNC Art. Where was it exactly?
It's in the parking lot.
It was,
it's like
right?
In the parking lot. You drive around. Yeah.
It was perfect. Very cool.
You go see Santa?
Yep.
20 minutes max ever waited.
I got perfect. You. I hear you.
So just to go back to a few calls before and something you said, Sal, about dealing with the now. I like to deal with the now because I think, and I'll go back a little bit. Before Soto signed with the Mets, the Yankees were the best team in the AL. Soto left the Yankees, went to the Mets. The Yankees were still the best team in the AL. Today, we're head and shoulders the best team in the AL. The Mets spent $765 million, but best be the fourth to third best team in the National League. Let's be honest with each other. So we could go with
How do you know that?
Soto.
How do you know who's going to be the best team in either league on December 18th?
I go.
What are you? Do you see the future?
The team that we constructed.
Do you see the future? No. Are you a gypsy, a fortune teller? What? How do you know that? I'm curious.
I think as a level-headed Yankee fan, going back to
the secret magical power
we realize
that can see into the future. I'm curious about this, Bill. Can you predict the lottery numbers? How do you know on December 18th, 2024, who is going to be the best team in the American League and National League in 2025? I'm curious.
But we're talking about the now. So if you want to talk about the now, we have to go off of paper and the rosters that are constructed right now.
Right, but it's the middle of the offseason.
Val, I hear you. But
Do you think right now the New York Yankees lineup is better than it was a year ago?
Yes. 100%.
Based on
and
what?
It's going to be
based
even
on,
better.
Based on what? No. You want to
go those
now.
Are two different things. Yeah, Forget about the going to be. So I'm even curious. Because
today?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The as of today, yes. I think we look at Chisholm, get a full year of him.
Okay.
We're not going to have Ben Rice be our first baseman.
We're talking about now, though. Now, listen,
right
listen
now.
Billy,
right
hold
now,
on. Bell, Billy,
right
Billy,
now,
you're missing.
Ballinger.
Yeah. Billy, you're missing the mark. Hold on a sec, Bill. I'm going to help you out. Now, again, everything that we talk about now is a massive projection, unless it's already happened, and now you got to project what's going to happen for the rest of these teams, not just the Yanks and the Mets, the rest of the teams in baseball. When you said that when they lost Soto, they were the best team in the American League or best, did you say lineup?
He said
team?
When they had Soto, they were the best team in the American League. They
that
lost Soto, they're still the best team in the American League.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're saying that because Fried is amazing and you pair him with Heel and Cole and the bullpen's going to be on lock. But now you got to get to the lineup and you got there. And I do think that with Bellinger and with Jazz Chisholm for a full year, and now again, this is kind of piecing it together, growth from the young kids, it's not crazy to say that the lineup would be marginally better top to bottom now, even now, without a first baseman than what they had a year ago. The Yankees trotted out way too many automatic outs. And, you know, it, in a lot of ways, Sal, they get very lucky.
Well, they were a different team. Like, last year when they played the Mets in the Subway Series, wasn't the real Yankees.
I was J.D. Davis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What was that kid who let up?
Jamai Jones.
First, the outfielder.
What Yankee team are we going off of? You want to go the one that finished in the postseason strong? They don't have Gleyber Torres, and they don't have Juan Soto.
I'm not going to miss Gleyber. Soto's a big gap, obviously.
You're not going to miss him, and neither would I. But if we're going off of right now,
yep.
I don't know how anybody looking at it realistically right now. And by the way, it's stupid to look at it right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. But that's what we do with everything. Like, you almost have to do that because it is only the day that it is. It's December 18th.
Well, no, because we're going to anticipate what changes need to be made. Like, I wouldn't say right now the Mets lineup is better than it was a year ago definitively because they don't have Pete Alonso back. Yeah, they added Juan Soto. And could I make a case saying that, they still added Juan Soto. He's better than Pete Alonso. Sure,
yeah.
But their lineup needs work, so you can't say right now they're better than what they were.
But Sal, that's why I asked him, did he say lineup or team? Yeah. Lineup is, the pushback's going to be more aggressive, which I obviously get. The team is much more understandable because of the addition of a great starter.
Yankees better than the Dodgers?
No, I'm not going to say they just lost the World Series. Right, I'm worried about the American League right now. You get to the World Series if you get there.
Right.
But, the defense is better because right field's better defensively. Center field's better defensively. I'm talking about now, not what they're going to do.
Yeah.
The center fielder is better defensively. He's a home run hitter who can run, and now your second baseman's better than the second baseman you had a year ago. Now, a glaring hole without Soto, for sure, I think the Yankees team is locked. I've said it from day one. I think that they are in a position that they may have stumbled upon this because they wanted Soto, but their pivot and their plan is clear, and I love it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan. We're about 15 minutes or so away from going out to Yankee Stadium. We'll talk to Susan Wallman, and then Susan will take over the coverage with Max Fried being unveiled as a member of the New York Yankees. Last night, BT, a little St. John's game, and I saw the big guy, Mike Francesa, was in the building. Apparently got a huge roar when the crowd showed him on a big screen.
It was a good roar. I'm just going based off a tweet
that I saw.
Oh, was that Nikki's tweet?
Yeah.
I thought it was, I saw her there. She was doing the coverage, too.
Yeah.
Mike was there, and his son was there, Harrison.
Okay.
Good kid. Good young man. Had a chance to chat with him. Mike was catching up with his guy, Minko. Mike just waltzes right over, because where we are, we're mid-court, on the court. So Mike just waltzes over, getting ready to do the pregame. Not that Mike cares, he waltzes right over to Minko and even says, he goes, I'm here to see him, not you. Come on, man. What are you doing? I'm like, I know your deal. You show up when St. John's is good. I didn't see it for 20 years when they weren't good.
No. Was he wearing a sweater, in honor of Carnesecca? Was it DePaul?
That was the DePaul head coach, Chris Holtman.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if every opposing coach pays homage to Louis.
They should. That's cool.
Kansas State did it with a purple and black one. Holtman did it. It's a beautiful thing to see. The Bryant head coach did it as well. That's Martelli Jr. Listen, St. John's is good. I mean, this is the year. Hey, Big Mike, this is the year to start kicking some money into the alumni funds again. You know, St. John's going to be back. Going up to Providence on Friday doing the game. That's going to be a tough spot. The place was popping. The unis were great. I got to tell you, Mike looks like $1 million, yeah, man. He's tanned.
I forgot you haven't seen him.
I've seen him a little bit. In person, I haven't seen him. A couple of texts.
I played golf
with
him over the summer, so I know he looked great.
Yeah, I mean, the skin, the hair, the tan, I mean, the teeth. I mean, he just looks like a gazillion bucks.
I get it. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I know.
BT, he is a gazillion bucks. Yep. BT and Sal on the fan. Back to the Yankee. Cole Scott is in Massapequa. What's up, Scott?
Scotty.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. Scott.
What's happy down? Holidays.
You too.
Just wanted to throw something out there, Alex Bregman. I, as a Yankee fan, would have a very hard time rooting for him. He's a notorious cheater. They lost draft picks because of it, and they knocked us out of the playoffs because of it.
Yep.
And I don't know how any Yankee fan with pride could ever root for Alex Bregman.
Well, let me do a little quiz right here, Scotty. Just give me yes or no's, and if you don't, I'm going to have to bounce you because it gets too wordy at this point. Did you root for Wade Boggs? Yes or no?
Yes, but he didn't cheat.
Did you? I got you. Did you root for Roger Clemens as a Yankee?
A little bit.
Okay. I'm going to call nonsense on that. A little bit. All due respect. Did you root for Giambi as a Yankee in the World Series, obviously? You root for him?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
How about A-Rod?
Yeah. How about Alex in 09 and beyond and before? Yes or no? We know the answer. Come on,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
So that's what I'm saying, Scott. I get it. Hey, listen, you're a better man than me if you could actually resist this. I want to win. I don't care what it takes.
Right. You don't want him, not because of the cheating scandal, because of the contract commitment that it would take to get him, but it's not your money. And if Hal and the Yankees want to go all in and build a team that can be better than last year's World Series, World Series team, AL championship team, and you lose Juan Soto, then they need more than just, okay, well, Bellinger and Walker in that lineup. Bregman, in addition to a first baseman, it doesn't even have to be Walker necessarily. I mean, it could be Alonso, it could be Carlos Santana, although I don't love him. I know the Mets were inquiring about him, too. I don't love him when you look at the other options that are there.
Maybe Naylor from the Guardians could be a trade. Yeah. Hey, you kind of hear that, too?
He stinks.
He's a good hitter, man. 30 home runs.
He stinks.
Boy, you have some interesting criteria for who's good and not.
Yeah, watch
the
him in the postseason.
Something home runs.
I watch him in the postseason shrivel up. It's why I love Juan Soto and loved him because he was since he was with the Nationals.
I want Walker. You know where I stand, but Naylor could hit.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, here's the thing on Bregman, too. Let me just back this up a little bit with some numbers without boring you. Whether it's bat speed, whether it's hard hit percentage, whether it's sweet spot, whether it's barrel, whether it's average exit velo, the numbers are not kind. And if you do a deep dive on Bregman, who's 30, unless, you know, last year was an anomaly, which I don't think that it was, and now you put him at a different ballpark with a different configuration to his strength, which is left field, which will make it even harder, he doesn't hit the ball hard. It's on 41% bat speed. It's talking 34th percentile barrel rate. I mean, if you know what that means, you know what that means. Yeah. If you don't, just trust me. I'm not talking to you, Sal. If you don't, just take my word for it. That's not good. That's worrisome.
Josh Naylor, BT, last year, he had 243.
Okay.
31 and 108. He's never sniffed those numbers before in his big league career. Now, he's only 27. He'll be 28 next year.
Yeah.
The year before that, 1797, 2079. Like, he's a career 260 hitter. OPS only once in his career was at over 800. It was 842 in when he was 26 a couple years ago. Like, he's okay.
Yeah, he's not the guy that I really, really want.
And maybe for the Yankees, it would be better than it was for him. Him with the Guardians, he's their guy.
Well, Ramirez.
Well,
Jose. Jose's a great old famer.
And he's another one. Those two guys are their guys.
Yeah.
And Ramirez did nothing in the postseason, as we saw. But, to be the 3-4 hitter?
I don't know. He's got to be 3 or 4. I mean, Bellinger.
I'm saying with the Yankees, he wouldn't have to be.
Oh, I see.
With Cleveland, he's one of their guys.
He could bet five. He could bet six.
Naylor and Ramirez are the two only lone threats really in that lineup. With the Yankees, he'd be deeper in the lineup.
You can conceivably go Bellinger 2, Judge 3, Wells 4, Chisholm 5, Naylor 6, or Naylor 5, Jazz 6. Hey, it's not perfect. I'd be a lot more open to Naylor if there was a superstar third baseman in his prime. All right, that's more justifiable.
You're not getting, Mike Schmidt or George.
Hey, by the way, I saw the Mike Schmidt documentary on MLB Network. Did you see it?
No, not yet.
Awesome.
I started watching the Rodgers thing last night, and I'm not feeling great today. I had to go to bed. I'm shot. And, we shouldn't even been in today. But
Yeah, you're playing her today. Yeah, you mean shot further because Rogers, it was a weird documentary?
No, I love it. I love it.
Oh, you just stayed up late watching it.
Before I got home, she goes, oh, did you know about this? I go, yes, let's watch it.
Okay.
She's interested in it. We watched the first 45 minutes. I was like, I got to go to bed.
Is it good?
I loved it. Yeah, okay. But I've only seen, the first 45 minutes. All right, BT and Sal and the fan will come back, have Susan Waldman, then go to Yankee Stadium for Max Fried getting unveiled as a member of the New York Yankees.